I mean,
the
these
fact
are just
that our production value, as far as knowing what we're doing at all, hasn't improved.
I know.
From day one, it's been the same thing.
I know.
It's fucking crazy.
Well, it's like, I can't help it. If my computer decides to freeze up, it's like, how can I stop that?
It's why you guys need to donate to the Patreon.
Yeah, dude.
Get McCuskey a sick fucking computer.
Hire us a nerd. Dude, if fucking...
Or hire us a fucking nerd.
I don't know, dude. If the allegations are true on DeGrasse, we might be able to scoop him up.
DeGrasse could be moving back to... He had a show on Compounder.
Stop it.
Yeah, I think he did, dude.
Did he?
I think.
This might have been a co-opted
hit. You think it was an inside job?
This might have been a co-opted fucking hit, dude.
Could be. Well, that wouldn't be surprising. He's a black guy that was on Compound.
Exactly, dude.
He might be fucking getting hit with a Me Too for no reason.
Did you look into that at all?
DeGrasse? Mm-hmm. No. I was... Although, fuck him. I never liked him.
Dude, it's not... It's fucking... So... There is so
let's get some skull, dude.
Here's smack it up, dude.
Smack
my,
some skull.
My
up.
Vape's almost charged.
You hit me with a DeGrasse.
My vape's almost charged.
I'm gonna need
dude.
Some citrus skull for this,
dude. So there's three people who came forward. So the one girl,
that's a lot.
But dig these stories, dude. He was at I think like a nerd convention with
he
a bunch
must,
of fucking.
He must drown in pussy at nerd conventions.
Dude, they detail how he was trying to get some pussy at a nerd convention. So this girl, a teacher of like outer space teacher at like an expensive school
yeah.
that people like work their whole lives to get to. Fucking,
yeah.
She had the solar system on her arm. Amanda Grass is looking for fucking Pluto, dog.
Really?
I mean, he in his defense and his apology, not even apology. His thing is just like. Here's what happened. And he was like, as you know, I stake a lot of my career on the fact that Pluto's actually a planet. So I wanted to make sure the young lady had Pluto on her. So he went like this. She had a sleeve. She had like a sleeveless dress. And he went like that. And he's like, he's like, you got Pluto on. Neil deGrasse flipped down her collar to check for Pluto to see if all the other planets.
What was it, a tattoo? Is that what you said?
It was a tattoo of the solar system. And Neil deGrasse talking to a science babe. Fucking, I mean, the
Ooh.
Dude's...
Look at your tattoo. You
dude,
just rolled your
snake,
sleeve up.
Baby.
Wow.
Imagine you see the snake and he went like this.
What if he was like, where's Pluto? And he lifted it up and it was a don't tread on me. Poor, a very bad tattoo.
He would have Me Too'd her, dude.
Yeah.
So that was his one account where he was just like, my bad. I was just looking for Pluto. I mean, that's not in line with being a rapist. If like, you know,
no.
The girl's like, it's creepy. And he's like, yeah, I apologize. You know, if it was creepy, I was just... He probably just dropped the fucking like cosmos where he was just like hologrammed in outer space. I'm like, the cool thing about this is came
yeah.
off set and was like, space tattoo. He's
like, if you have a space tattoo,
pretty sure we're fucking.
I own you. For sure. That's a DeGrasse branding.
Yeah, dude.
If you have a solar system tattoo, DeGrasse has free reign on your pussy.
Well, DeGrasse also said, he's like, you guys don't understand how much I love outer space. He's like, I love outer space more than other people. So, like, if I get genuinely excited.
So, his defense was, I'm autistic?
Yeah, dude.
That's sick, dude. That's like the Kevin Spacey. Spacey was just like, oh, I'm fucking gay.
Yeah, dude.
DeGrasse was like, I'm actually autistic, so
but
I
dude,
can't get Me Too'd.
So, that's his one. I think there's some people pulling back off the DeGrasse Me Too, being like, this is going too far. Because it was like he flipped up. I mean, if they're going to take every awkward thing you've ever done and then just try to lump you in with rapists. Yeah, dude, it's like, imagine that. It's like, dude, I don't even want to go down the mirrored hallway that's my past of, like, imagine when I was 21. Like, just walking around, I was blacked out for, like, 4 years.
Yeah.
Please don't come up with some shit. I don't know what I did.
Yeah, if that happens to you, I bet it would suck.
Horrible, dude. And then, like...
That'd be rough if somebody did that to you.
Yeah, I fucking bet, dude. So, there was that. He looked for Pluto on a chick's shoulder, which, again... You know, it's not very nice, but
yeah.
It's also one of those things too, where like the Cosman, he was a fucking bad boy, but it's like he's partying like it's 1970, and all of a sudden you get tried for 1970 behaviors in 2019. It's like it's a whole different ballgame, bro.
True,
it's crazy.
So you support Cosby?
I'm saying you should fucking slip fucking Quaaludes and shake drinks, but I'm saying it was like. You know, it's just weird to get tried for something in, like, a whole other time. It's like bringing people from the past and being like, we're trying... I mean, I guess they're still busting Nazis for shit. Some old geezer just got busted for Nazi crimes, dude.
I'm just letting you spin right now.
They gassed his ass.
You're just going, dude.
So DeGrasse checked the chick's shoulder, I guess saw Pluto, and so that's one Me Too tally. So that's,
right.
that's one
no,
coming up.
0-1.
Exactly.
0-1.
So he invited... one of his grad students over to his house for wine and cheese.
This sounds like 1-for-2 so
hold
far.
Hold up.
This
so
sounds
dude,
like they might be hitting
hold
one
up.
Here.
So she was a production assistant, excuse me. She's fucking hot. She was a production assistant. She's hot. Super fucking hot, dude.
I told you I saw him walk by outside of Sirius.
You told me, yeah, you saw NGT, dude. I saw
the DeGrasse man walk by, dude.
He's probably just leaving. I heard his
dork voice. He was actually walking with a hot chick.
It might have been his production assistant, bro. I saw his nerd voice
walking by, and I was like, it sounds like Tyson.
I mean, it's classic.
Looked over, I saw him.
It's classic fucking black nerd comes into tons of
shit out of him.
This is just science Tiger Woods, dude.
It is.
Except it's rather than like Tiger Woods being like a cool, like drinking drug guy golfer.
Nah, he was a dork though.
He's like a golfer, so he's like getting drunk and doing drugs and getting hookers. DeGrasse is just like nerding out. Dude, he's nerding on. This isn't me too. This is like he's nerding out on chicks to the point where they get uncomfortable.
Yeah, like, is he trying to rape me? It's like, nah, he just loves science.
Well, dude, it's not even like so.
Yeah, what happened with this?
The girl who was his production assistant, apparently he said like this girl would try to like hug all the time. And he told her, he goes, I can't hug you because I might want more.
Oh.
That's fucking fair. Some girls like, hug
That's
me.
That's super fair.
He's like, you're too hot. I can't hug you. This is DeGrasse being like, I can't, we can't be hugging like that.
This is the second strike of autism. This is just an autistic guy. What?
So he goes, I don't want to hug you. Apparently he's like, I don't want to hug you because I don't like... He's like, I might, you know, it might make me want more.
So far, these are both behaviors of like a 9-year-old boy.
Exactly. So, dude, so she goes
like
a guy
that's like, oh, I like your tattoo. Oh, my God. I was looking for Pluto. You know that's still a planet? It's like, okay, kid. And so, this one, he's like, please don't hug me. I love your boobs.
So then he goes to, he invites her to his house for wine and cheese, right? He's a married man. Invites a fucking production assistant to his house for wine and cheese. And apparently she said the conversation got awkward at times.
That happens.
And then, so DeGrasse, instead of, I think, a hug, he decided to, like, shake her hand. But he did this shake that he learned where, like, you put your finger out on each other's wrists as you shake hands and feel each other's pulses. And it's a way to, like, feel the energy between two people. That's what happened. And then they ate wine and cheese, and then they went home. And the girl was like, it was super awkward, and I have to quit. And he goes, I'm sorry, what? I didn't realize that made you uncomfortable. I'm really sorry. She's like, well, it's too weird now. I'm quitting my job. Me too, number two. Neil deGrasse Crazy. Did a fucking weird Eskimo handshake. I mean, dude, the guy's definitely perving out on these chicks for sure. He's like,
yeah, but it's not.
He's
like,
bringing a girl in. But he said, he goes, dude, I talked to her. Like, here's the thing with NGT.
He came over for wine and cheese at your boss's house, and he shook your hand weird
and felt your pulse. Yeah, and then, but he also might have been talking about sexual shit. Neil deGrasse was like, dude, we talked about, like, everything. We talked about life in its totality. So it's like, if I can't – I mean, he didn't say this, but it's like, so what should you – what do you do with women? Can you actually be their friends and talk to them like normal people?
No, dude.
Or can you, like, not invite them? Because if you're like – I'm not – like, when Pence was like, yeah, I can't go out without my wife somewhere – everyone's like, what a fucking psycho. Yeah. Then it's like, if you invite a girl to your house, like, well, I'm not comfortable with this conversation, therefore I'm going to ruin your entire career. It's like, dude, that's fucking nuts.
Pence said that. He was like, I would never eat dinner just one-on-one with another woman.
Exactly.
It's like, yeah, that's fair.
Dude, Pence knows what's good.
Dude, Pence is the man.
Dude, first lady?
DeGrasse is autistic.
The second lady, dude, innocent. She knows.
Second lady, she must have that grueled up puss, dude. She's giving him head. She's getting boozy.
Definitely,
Pence is rolling in pussy. If he's exactly. Like, yo, I'm the second most powerful man in the world, I don't need any sniz. I got one sniz.
Exactly. And imagine,
and the press was like, what a misogynistic, sexist piece of shit. He can't be around women without wanting to fuck him.
If he went out and was like, you look great tonight, me too. Oh. It's like, they lump these guys in with Weinstein who are just like fucking raping chicks in hotel rooms. So that's like, then you try to lump in NGT with a fucking dude like Weinstein. It's like,
I got to hear strike three because so far these are
bullshit,
fucking
dude.
Crazy.
So, dude, strike three was this chick. I mean, they put it's funny. The articles put pics up of all the different sniz. So you like get a look at them. They put pics up of strike
the
three.
The articles always put up like teachers that fuck their students.
They like show
how
hot.
A hot mugshot.
You got to see how hot everyone
and then
is.
Then peep their Instagram. They dude. Find a hot, slutty Instagram picture.
So the last chick, dude, I mean, she comes up and she was like, he drugged me, raped me. I don't remember anything. Whoa. Blah, 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 blah. NGT comes out. And there was a girl. He goes, I remember a girl writing about me in a blog, but I didn't recognize her name. He finally found out who it was. He goes, this was a chick I dated like very briefly in my graduate school. He was like, we hooked up twice. It wasn't really there. And I was like, hey, you know, like we don't have to do this anymore. And he goes, I welcome a full investigation. He goes, I definitely didn't do anything like that. So he was like, you know,
wow.
And You know, so he's like, please. He's like, I welcome a full investigation into all this. He's like, I know for a fact I didn't. He's like, I feel bad because he's like, it was like a, imagine some chick you just hooked up with. You just, you fuck twice. You're like, hey, this isn't really working. And then all of a sudden she just fucking, dude.
And then she does what?
She just goes off and fucking says you drugged and raped her and she doesn't remember anything.
That must suck.
Yeah, dude. Fucking seriously.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So like, yeah, man. So he was just like, he literally, he goes like, I honestly just feel bad. Like that's the life. That's the turn she took.
Dude, after free Neil deGrasse, dude.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I read the fucking case against my man, fucking NGT, and I'm not. I don't I'm like just him. Like, this is some bullshit.
I would have. I was eager to.
He's like gonna bury
I was
him.
Quick to jump on this fucking pile because it's nice to see a dork get crushed.
Yeah, it is.
But you got a free deGrasse, dude.
I mean, dude, I'm reading these. This shit's just crazy, man. And he's married too. He's married. He has a couple kids. He's definitely. He's a fucking nerd pussy hound. He's out here. He's fumbling in the nerd darkness.
So
of like,
is every single guy.
Exactly, dude. So, exactly.
Like, even the smart, like, a genius that loves the cosmos is still like, man, I'd love to get some pussy right now.
He's like, yeah. He's like, Pluto's cool, but you know what else is cool?
Cum.
Fucking, yeah, coming.
Cum is fucking sick. It's the best thing.
That's tight when he comes. He just, like, all of a sudden goes up into his green screen cosmos. And he's like, he's looking at Milky Ways and shit.
He definitely floats through the universe when he
does. Oh, my God,
when
dude.
He crumbs.
For sure.
Yeah,
him. Oh my God. Oh my God.
You think he goes into old black dude mode? Yeah. It's like, oh Lord.
He snaps out of
it. Oh Lord.
Neil deGrasse reminds me of like the one Westworld bot who like didn't know he was a robot. For
he
a
does.
While. Bernard.
Yeah, he does remind me of that guy.
He's fucking Bernard.
He's like a Morpheus Bernard. Yeah, fucking deGrasse is a big dog, too.
He is, man.
He's jacked.
deGrasse has a big old dick,
He's
dude.
Got a big Woo. Hog.
deGrasse is blessed, dude.
deGrasse is definitely blessed. Dude.
He's blessed, dude.
How blessed do you think he is?
Ooh, deGrasse, dude. I'm thinking, like, walking around with, like, a soft 7.5 in
Seems like an uncirced guy.
deGrasse?
If I had to get, just for some reason, it's something weird. Seems like an uncirced guy. I think that's something that's a cause of autism.
But
everybody's blaming vaccines. I think it's,
you think it's
non-circumcised.
Not
yeah, no. Foreskin gives you autism.
No fucking way, dude.
Yeah, it does.
Autism has been like going up. It's just from having kids too. When you're too old, there's just tons of autists. You know what they really said it was from? You know what people used to think it was from?
What?
It was they used to call it refrigerator mothers. So back in the day when
you
autism,
thought your pussy was too cold.
No. Your sniz was too cold.
Yeah.
No, I think if you didn't give head enough, like if while you were pregnant, if you didn't give head enough, your son got autistic.
I think that's a fair thing.
I know. No, it was if your son doesn't like ingest enough cum.
Yeah, your son, when you swallow cum, if you're pregnant, you're
smarter.
Damn.
It wasn't that, but.
Wait, but if you're pregnant and you swallow a guy's load,
it's probably good.
The nutrients go into that kid.
Dude, I mean.
Wow.
That shit probably.
He's just swallowing his old fucking pals.
Yeah, man.
Guys, I mean, he was just hanging out with them.
It's got to be good for the kid. All those stem cells and shit, because going into the more stem cells and it's
That's
creating
how you get
like a
jacked kid.
Why do you think I'm so jacked, bro?
Why do you think I'm huge? My
exactly,
mom
dude.
Was guzzling.
Ooh, dude. Mom was doing like pull out suck, dude. Finish. Ugh.
He it's needs awesome. More, Phil.
But no, they used to call it refrigerator mother. So they like, if your mother was too cold and like unattached, then you'd become autistic. That was like a prevalent scientific theory.
That kind of makes sense. Like if a kid's weird, you're like, nobody loved him.
I mean, maybe.
He doesn't know how to love, so no one cared about him.
Yeah, but apparently it's been debunked.
Debunked, sorry.
But they don't really know. There's like three possible things that make up like 30% of like the possible causes.
Yeah.
The rest of it is like, we have no idea why there's so many more autistic people. Way more people killing themselves right now. It might just be a numbers game.
I wonder if.
But apparently, white dudes are fucking off of themselves.
Yeah, we talked about this at an almost Japanese rate.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
How?